Hey everyone and welcome. We're diving into a topic today that's deceptively simple, hyperlinks.
Yeah, it sounds pretty ordinary, right?
It does, but you, our listeners, sent in some really fascinating articles about hyperlinks. And you wouldn't believe the hidden power they have, especially when it comes to data.
That's right. We click them without thinking, but hyperlinks are more than just a way to get from one web page to another.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. So, if it's not just about clicking from page to page, what's the big deal about hyperlinks?
Well, it all boils down to this. Hyperlinks are actually incredibly powerful tools for organizing and understanding data.
Whoa, really? I never thought of them like that. I mean, I get how they connect different parts of the internet, but organizing data, how does that work?
Think of it like this. Every piece of data, whether it's a customer record or a product in a catalog, can have its own unique hyperlink. It's like giving that data a fingerprint.
So instead of just linking to a website, we're talking about linking directly to a very specific piece of information.
Exactly. And these hyperlinks, they become like super-powered keys. They let us create a web of interconnected data that can be spread out across tons of different systems, even different applications.
So no more data silos, no more information trapped in separate systems, unable to talk to each other.
You got it. And get this, this isn't some far-off futuristic tech we're talking about. Systems are already using this approach to manage and connect data in mind-blowingly powerful ways.
That's amazing. You know, just this morning I was trying to wrangle data from about a million different spreadsheets, and it was a nightmare. This kind of interconnected data would save me so much time and frustration. But why is this such a big deal right now in 2024? What's changed?
It's a great question. And a lot of it has to do with, you guessed it, the rise of AI. AI needs data, tons of it, to work its magic.
Right, I've heard that. The more data AI has access to, the smarter it gets.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Those data silos we talked about, they're like roadblocks for AI, holding it back from its true potential.
I see. So we're not just talking about making data neat and tidy. We're talking about making it instantly accessible and usable for AI.
Precisely. And again, this isn't some far-off technology. Systems are already out there proving just how powerful it can be to have AI that can actually understand and navigate this vast web of information.
It's like we're unlocking a whole new level of AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
One that can actually make sense of the mountains of data we're creating every day.
Absolutely. But it's not just about making AI smarter. It's about making information itself more useful for everyone.
Okay, I like that. So how about some real-world examples?
Mm-hmm.
How could this kind of hyperlinked data actually help people, you know, in their everyday work?
Let's say you work in marketing. Imagine being able to build a complete picture of a customer. Like you can see their website visits, their purchase history, even their social media activity, all in one place.
Wow, that's a goldmine for any marketer. No more digging through a dozen different platforms to find that one piece of information.
Exactly. And it gets better. Imagine scientists being able to instantly access research papers and data from any institution in the world.
No matter how that data is stored or organized.
No matter what. Or picture this, a company where different departments can actually share information seamlessly, no more data silos causing headaches.
So we're really talking about a whole new way of working with information, aren't we?
Yeah.
One where everything is connected and accessible.
Exactly. And, you know, this idea of hyperlinks as connectors isn't actually new.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the articles you sent mentioned a guy named Doug Engelbart, a real visionary when it comes to information technology.
Right. I remember that. It said something about a demo he gave back in, like, the 60s.
1968, to be exact. And guess what he showcased? Hyperlinks.
Whoa, really? He was talking about hyperlinks way back then.
Yep. He was already showing off the power of hyperlinks to connect information long before the internet as we know it even existed.
That's incredible. He was way ahead of his time. Way ahead of his time. It's amazing to think that he already saw the potential of this technology back then.
He really did. You know, Engelbart wasn't just focused on connecting documents. He was thinking bigger about how we could use hyperlinks to actually augment human intelligence itself.
Augment human intelligence. That's a pretty big idea.
It is. He believed that making information more easily accessible and connected could unlock completely new levels of understanding and help us solve problems in ways we hadn't even imagined.
So when we talk about hyperlinks, we're not just talking about a simple tool. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about and interact with information.
Exactly. And it all started with that one simple concept, linking one piece of information to another.
It really is remarkable when you think about it. Something so seemingly simple, yet so profoundly powerful.
It makes you wonder what Engelbart would think if he could see how we're using hyperlinks today and where this technology is headed.
I think he'd be blown away by how far we've come and how his vision is becoming a reality. So as we wrap up our deep dive on hyperlinks, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
Next time you click a hyperlink, take a moment to think about what's really happening. You're not just jumping to another web page. You're tapping into this incredible web of knowledge that connects us all.
It's a good reminder that even the most ordinary things can have extraordinary potential. And on that note, we've come to the end of our deep dive into the fascinating world of hyperlinks. Keep exploring those connections, and we'll catch you in our next episode.